It's the radio segment that recently got arrested at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum for slipping the tongue to a very well-dressed Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
He says she made the first move.
Give me a look.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other dunk cups just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Warwickshire, England. Everyone remembers how cool Pop Rocks were as a kid.
Oh, yeah, they're still cool.
And eating them as an adult can bring you right back to that childhood.
Uh-huh.
And I say that because a woman named Lisa Boothroyd was feeling that exact same nostalgia when she picked up a box at the local store.
Cool.
However, what happened next is not what she expected.
Uh-oh.
Because instead of Pop Rocks, she got a box of Pop-Its. And it turns out they aren't candy at all.
Wait, like the fireworks that you throw on the ground?
Actual tiny fireworks.
Whoa. I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
She didn't put them in her mouth. Tell me she didn't.
Of course.
They're like wrapped in paper, and they're like gunpowder or something inside of them.
I could see because they are wrapped in paper, so you almost feel like, I just undo it like a Hershey Kiss?
Well, Lisa didn't realize this until she tried to eat a handful of the poppers.
Oh, no, a handful.
Wrappers and all.
No!
Come on.
Once you take a bite, pop.
When she was interviewed afterwards, she said, quote, "I remember the moment I crunched down on a handful of these so-called sweets and instantly felt explosions all throughout my mouth.
Yeah, it tasted like gunpowder.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God."
Once she went to the emergency room, doctors found out she was lucky she didn't lose any teeth.
Yeah.
But she did suffer some minor chemical burns to her lips and her gums.
Okay, so a lesson that nobody else needed? Is that where we're at?
I bet you'll never guess who Lisa's blaming for eating the actual fireworks.
No. Please
fireworks
tell me.
Factory.
No, herself.
It's not herself.
It's not herself?
She's blaming the store because the Pop-Its were within a few feet of the Pop Rocks.
Oh, how are you supposed to know? I picked up a sparkler the other day thinking it was a popsicle.
Yeah.
I get it.
I know. She probably saw Clorox and she was like, oh, the liquid version.
She is the one that started the Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Beaverton, Oregon. A guy saw a car idling at a nearby convenience store with no one inside, so he hopped in and drove off.
Come on.
Okay, I've always thought about how cool that'd be, though, to be honest.
Like,
you steal the car?
Opportunity.
But you believe it like that. Anyways.
As he was driving, he was shocked to look in his rearview mirror and see a toddler sitting in the back seat.
Oh, no.
Oh my God!
No, take the kid back or kick the kid out.
The mother had apparently left the four-year-old in the running and unlocked car while she rushed into the store that was literally 15 feet away just to grab something.
Oh.
She was only gone for a few minutes when the theft occurred, but that's when things took a strange turn, because instead of endangering the child, the thief immediately drove back to the parking lot and found the mother.
Soul.
He then began berating her for leaving her child unattended. And he did not just get lectured. And he even threatened to call the cops on her.
Oh my God, he just stole her car.
I know, but she's very irresponsible as a mother.
Yeah.
How bad do you feel, though? Like a felon is giving you a lecture. He's like, I've met a lot of real low people lately.
Yeah.
He then handed the child back to the mother, hopped back in the stolen vehicle, and took off.
What?
I feel like he deserves the car. Is that weird?
Yeah, he does now.
As for the mother, the cops say she did nothing wrong and was within sight and sound of the child the entire time.
She was so close.
Yeah.
The incident instead was a good reminder to take extra precaution with your kids. As for the car, the vehicle was found a few hours later, but police are still searching for the thief.
Wow.
Probably to give him a medal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a hero.
I wonder.
His next laser story is out of the UK. 51-year-old Russell Jones has a loyal companion always by his side. It's a dog named Billy.
Aww, Billy.
And one day, Russell noticed that Billy was walking kind of funny.
Okay.
In fact, he posted a video to Facebook showing the dog hopping next to him with one of his front paws raised as Russell walks down the street.
He's got something in his little paw.
Yeah, I would think something's stuck.
So being concerned about his little buddy, Russell spent about $400 to have a veterinarian examine the pooch.
Oh, you guys
don't even get me started. I have a wonderful rescue dog who has cost thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
Well, they took x-rays of his apparently injured leg, but the doctor was unable to find anything wrong, and that's when the vet figured it out. Apparently, the owner, Russell, had broken his ankle recently, and he had to walk around on crutches. So his dog, Billy, was imitating the way that Russell walked to show him that he cared.
That is so cute!
My heart! Could dogs be more pure? That's why you spend the thousands.
You're right. It's worth it. Take all my money, Billy.
Yeah, my dog imitates me, too, sometimes. He just humps the couch.
Burger!
He loves me. Russell says he feels even closer to his furry friend after this and hopes they'll both be back to walking normal after his ankle heals.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
Still not happy about that vet bill, though. Yeah.
Next laser story is out of Hang In There headquarters.
Oh, we all need this place.
I think we're all hanging out here right now.
Remember Wilson, the volleyball from the movie Castaway?
God, a movie Alexis has actually seen?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, because of everything that's been happening in the last year, there's a lot more isolated people out there.
Yeah.
And that's why a professor in Canada, who's an expert on loneliness, just wrote an article on why people who are secluded might talk to themselves or create imaginary friends.
Are you kidding me? I'm also an expert on loneliness.
Yeah.
And I will agree so far.
Who are you talking to?
I have an imaginary pet.
Okay.
He says it might actually be a healthy thing to do.
Who's crazy now?
The term tulpa refers to a voice in your own head that talks and seems to have thoughts of its own, which might sound nuts, but a recent study found most people who do it are perfectly sane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I talk to myself.
Yeah, I talk out loud, though.
Oh,
it doesn't stay in my head.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think the thing that differentiates is if somebody's talking back. If you have somebody in your head talking back to you.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, I don't have someone that does that.
Now, obviously, we have telephones and Zoom and our pets to talk to, so you might not need to create your own talking volleyball. But more research is being done to see if creating imaginary friends is actually healthy when you're feeling isolated.
So when I go home and I talk to my blow-up doll and my girlfriend...
That's normal.
I can't wait to tell her we're normal.
Yeah. I know this guy does more than just talk with his imaginary friend.
Yeah.
He goes to lunch with it too. And that's the sound of him eating a chicken Caesar and really enjoying it. That's what he's doing. And it means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.